Dozens of Montrealers came out in the cold on Thursday to demand more funding for the province's human rights groups.
Organizations that deal with the collective defense of rights are underfinanced and have been for years. We're asking for a substantial an increase in our funding, and we're also asking to be indexed, because without indexation, groups are getting poorer and poorer year after year.
Eve Sinodakis works with RODCD, an umbrella organization for groups involved in the collective defense of rights. The group organized Thursday's rally at Place Victoria as part of a week of rotating strikes and actions across the province. Sinodakis told CKUT they're trying to meet with Social Solidarity Minister Chantal Rouleau ahead of the upcoming provincial budget. They also want the government to reverse course on a clause in Bill 7 that they say threatens their ability to secure funds going forward.
We're specifically concerned with a proposed fusion of the fund that's attributed to the collective defense of rights towards another fund. And what that does is it kind of chips away at recognitions that we fought really hard to get in the past. It also shows a push in a direction where the government's kind of trying to get organizations to seek funding from charities.
Claire Schuele from the Housing Committee Action Dignité Saint-Léonard says that groups like hers perform a vital double function.
I think like a lot of groups in defense of rights, we have sort of one foot in social change and one foot in social service. So we spend a lot of time helping people who are going through urgent situations with their housing. They're often already in very precarious situations in their life. And then we spend other time working with other networks like the FRAPRU and the RECLAC.
Julie says that any loss of funding would threaten the group's mission of advocating for social change.
We're a team of three people, and if we lost one of our team members, we might not be able to lobby for better situations in the future. It would become extremely unstable. I would say a working team of two people who's trying to do projects in housing and work with networks and respond to the urgent need that's increasing. It's just impossible.
While Action Dignité Saint-Léonard hasn't had to make cuts yet, Sinodakis says other groups haven't been so lucky.
We have groups that are deciding to shut their doors 1 or 2 days a week. We have groups that are deciding to scale back less and less on doing the important work that they have for their missions.
And Julie says those cuts often fall on the most vulnerable.
Sometimes people are in brutal situations and we truly kind of have nowhere to point them. Often when these people are in marginalized parts of the society that just fall through the cracks.
CKUT reached out to Minister Rouleau's press attaché for comment, but did not receive a response by airtime. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal with the Local Journalism Initiative.